From 91.5 KRCC in Colorado Springs, this is Aircheck, a show about great music in the Pikes Peak region and beyond. I'm Jake Brownell.
I'm Jeff Beery.
And I'm Vicky Greger.
Today on Aircheck, we've invited local musician Nina DeFreitas to pick a favorite new tune and sit in on the musical roundtable. Dar Williams talks with Vicky about her music and her love affair with America's towns and cities and plays a couple tunes in the studio. And we get a heads up from some local music aficionados about their concert picks in the weeks to come. All that today on Aircheck. So we begin the show, as always, with our musical roundtable, and yet again this month we are inviting another special guest to join us here at the roundtable to discuss favorite picks from this last month, or just things we haven't really been able to get out of our head. Today we have the wonderful Nina DeFreitas.
You're a simple man, I know.
Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. This is great.
Yeah, this is so exciting. We've talked about your music a lot. We've had you on the show before, but it's fun to have you here at the table to share some music.
Yeah, having Nina here is wonderful because her record, Spinning Towards the Edge, her EP of last year, ended up on my best of list. So I'm a little in awe right now.
Thank you so much for that. Oh my gosh.
Well, we'll just kind of jump into it, get things started, and I think we should start with you, Vicky.
The record I picked for this month is a band that calls themselves Loma, and it's a little bit of a super group in that it's Jonathan Myberg of Shearwater, and I'm a big fan of that band. Jonathan was also in the beginning days of Ockerville River, and this is him writing music for the band that was touring with him and opening up on his last tour of 2016 into 2017, and the song I picked is Black Willow. I know I picked right, because even just hearing that again, it just fills me with so much longing. And Shearwater always has explored that idea of a song as sound. You know, it's more of a tapestry. And I always enjoyed Jonathan Myberg's writing and singing. This is Jonathan writing for another voice, because Jonathan Myberg's voice is angelic and majestic. And on this particular song, being part of the chorus, it all comes together. All three members really come together and just lift this song up.
Definitely a kind of a slow core vibe. It just settles into this space and you just want to live in it.
Yeah, I have never heard this before. I'm having a moment. This is beautiful. I was already thinking about, as it was playing, how I'm going to add this song to a playlist.
Oh, good.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. What kind of playlist does this song go into?
Night Drives.
There you go.
Night Drives.
Well, great pick, Vicky. Loma, the song is Black Willow.
My tongue is itching with the sound. So, Jake, always love hearing what you have found, because you always find things I haven't heard yet, usually, or something that's, you know, maybe something that plays out right in our own backyard.
This is a band that I really wasn't aware of until a couple months ago. I'm not sure exactly how long they've been around. I don't know a whole lot about them, but I do know that they are a local band, and they have a great EP out and a great music video. This is a band called High Ghostly from right here in Colorado Springs, and song I'm gonna play is called Pistol and Ball, and this is actually a music video adaptation of the studio version. It just got such a great vibe. High Ghostly, the song Pistol and Ball.
Her first so she couldn't see, her first so she couldn't see. Who knew that when I wanna make you break yourself down, are you ready? Time to make it right. You lost every fight, and you know we can be free if we are ready. Time to make it right. You lost every fight, and you know we can be free if we are ready.
As I said, I don't know much about them, and Nina, I think you might actually know more about them than I do, but I just love this song. I love the melody. I love the stripped-down guitar and all the little electronic touches, and it's just great. I'm so excited to know that these people are making music in our backyard here.
I know a couple of the guys in the band, and I know they recorded this project with my former drummer, Tyler Cucciara, and they worked on it for a long time, and I remember him showing some early stuff from it to me once in the car, and I was like, this is amazing, and I'm so glad it's finally out. They're really cool guys, really talented.
And talk about an earworm. Uh-huh. Now, for the rest of this day and night, I'm going to go around singing, you're making me sick.
Right.
And any high-up singing guy, I'm a sucker for. I just love that range. I love that range.
Well, that's High Ghostly, the song Pistol and Ball. I highly recommend checking out the music video online, too. It's pretty cool. So, more Colorado music.
It's easy when you know what you're talking about.
Nina DeFreitas, our special guest. You're on the hot seat. What's your pick?
So the song that I chose is Everybody Knows by Kimbra. The song is off of her upcoming album, Primal Heart, which comes out April 20th. I'm ready for, like, more people to just, like, hop on the Kimbra train. Hopefully with this project that will finally happen and she'll finally get the recognition that she so deserves. So this is Kimbra, and the song is Everybody Knows.
Bonnie moans, calls you home. Vacant eyes, they won't tell us all. You fooled me once, now I'm twice as old. See, I ain't gonna lie, but I ain't gonna phone you.
man.
So good.
Wow. That production, that instrumentation.
So cool.
Wow.
And she has a direct hand in all of her production. She collaborates with a lot of really amazing people. She's one of those artists that people call a musician's musician, and there's a lot of musicians that just love her. And she collaborates with a lot of amazing people, but what I love about her is even though she's this pop star, she's doing it. She's doing it herself. She's not just leaving it to the boys. So,
yeah, this is at that perfect intersection of electronic, R&B, pop.
We share a lot of similar influences, and that's something that I learned as I was, you know, growing to be a fan of hers. She loves Jeff Buckley. I love Jeff Buckley. She loves Kate Bush. And a lot of people compare her, kind of say she's like a modern day Kate Bush. And, you know, people say that about a lot of female artists. But I think if anyone in the modern music world today, like, emulates what Kate Bush is about, just the innovation kind of like, I don't care what you think, I'm doing this. I think Kimbra is definitely on par with that attitude. So.
And she reveals the surprise of it because you first hear, like, this is totally good, strong, decent pop music. I can see where top 40 would embrace this. And then it explodes into just this sophisticated instrumentation behind her. That Kate Bush connection's good because that's what Kate did.
Kimbra, the song everybody knows. And what'd you say the album is going to be called?
Primal Heart, and it comes out April 20th.
That concludes the musical roundtable, but before we go, Nina, what's on the agenda? What are you working on these days?
Well, we're playing a lot of shows, and we are recording our second EP at the moment, so some of the songs that we've been playing out will be included on that, and some never-before-heard songs as well, so that'll be exciting. We're hoping for that to be released before the summertime, and we'll also have a music video out around that time, too.
Well, Nina De Freitas, thank you so much for coming in and doing this with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much.
Nina De Freitas, you can catch her March 10th at Swallow Hill Music in Denver and April 13th at the Zodiac right here in Colorado Springs. You're listening to Aircheck from 91.5 KRCC. Stay with us. From 91.5 KRCC in Colorado Springs, this is Aircheck, a show about great music in the Pikes Peak region and beyond. I'm Jake Brownell.
I'm Jeff Beery.
And I'm Vicki Greger.
This past week, folk singer Dar Williams paid a visit to Colorado Springs. Over the course of her career, Dar has released 10 full-length studio albums and toured and performed alongside Joan Baez, Patti Griffin, Ani DiFranco, Loudon Wainwright III, and Sean Colvin, among others. Her latest CD, Emerald, was recorded with friends such as Richard Thompson, Jill Sobule, Jim Lauderdale, Susie Roach, and more. In addition to her music, she's also written 4 books, including her latest, What I Found in a Thousand Towns, about her travels around the country and what she's learned about the ingredients needed for urban centers to thrive. Dar joined Vicki in studio to play a couple of songs and to discuss her book.
Hi, this is Dar Williams, and this is February. Keys in the water, I look back, lit frozen halfway down in the ice. They froze up so quickly, the keys and their owners, even after the anger, it all turned silent and the everyday turned solitary, so we came to
February. First we forgot where we'd planted those bulbs last year, and then we forgot that we'd planted it all. Then we forgot what plants are all together, and I blamed you for my freezing and forgetting, and the nights were long and cold and scary. Can we live through February? Without cards, and then the snow came. We were always out shoveling, and we dropped to sleep exhausted, and we wake up and it's snowing. And February was so long that it lasted into March and found us walking a path alone together. You stopped and pointed and you said, "That's a crocus." And I said, "What's a crocus?" And you said, "It's a flower." I tried to remember, but I said, "What's a flower?" You said, "I still love you." Turning as we drove to the hardware store, my new lover made me keys to the house. And when we got home, well, we just started chopping wood, 'cause you never know how next you'll be. And we'll gather all our arms can carry. February. This is Vicki Gregor, and I'm thrilled to be in the studio today with Dar Williams. Dar, thank you for being here on Air Check today.
Thanks, Vicki.
What I wanted to talk to you about, first and foremost, you have a book right now, What I Found in 1,000 Towns, A Traveling Musician's Guide to Rebuilding America's Communities, One Coffee Shop, Dog Run, and Open Mic Night at a Time. And I love how you've married your creative pursuits together, being a musician on the road and being an observer and contributing these amazing ideas. So I wanted to start there. This stressful treadmill that's known as touring, how did you make time to be a deep observer of where you were?
You know, most musicians are, because you have to develop an instinct for where you feel warmth and welcome. You know, where you feel that, if your back goes out, someone's going to tell you where to find a chiropractor. It's usually where the good coffee is. It's usually where that good feeling is in the air. If you have a new lyric in your head and you don't want it to be sort of shut out by, you know, a rude barista. You know, musicians actually have these homing devices that help them understand where that warmth will be within a certain place. So when I was talking to other musicians about writing this, they knew exactly what I was talking about towns that sort of feel like they have open palms versus clenched fists, and neighborhoods that feel that way versus, you know, hearth versus neighborhoods that, you know, where you don't feel welcome. So So it was about just finding the categories of what I thought helped increase that warmth and that warmth I called positive proximity, which is people's willingness, that tacit willingness to be living side by side with other people and not seeing it as an opportunity for paranoia or distrust, but really seeing it as an opportunity.
There's something that you mentioned in the book that that caught my attention because I loved this story, but sort of the stone soup model. Did you have to work that way as a musician? Did you have to start building that kind of how do we take the best of who we are and make a show out of this or make a record out of this? Is it the similar thought process?
That's a lovely question. Generally, I think that you show up, you have to overcome a certain insecurity to show up in the studio and assume that you have some ingredient to bring. Whereas out in the towns and cities of the United States, I kind of feel like for a long time, and in some cities it still is happening, people say, well, I can either retreat into my house and all my friends will be online and on the phone, and I can lock my doors and, you know, blast music anytime I'm outside or just get in my car, or I can sort of see my, you know, walk out the door in the morning and say, I love this place. What can I do for it? How can I engage with it today? Who will I see? I'm so excited. So musicians have already decided to make the soup. Community members need to have somebody often walk into the middle of town and say, really, you have no carrots or onions? I'm just going to plunk this stone in a thing of water and see. And then people say, oh, wait a minute, I've got onions, I've got carrots. And then despite their anxieties, they have the soup. So maybe I learned from musicians that we all do have something to offer. We just have to think in that direction.
In this time right now when it seems like, or everybody is under the misconception that we're so fractured from each other and that we can't come together around any idea anymore, this book really pushes against that. And I got such a warm feeling because it took America for me, and it brings it back together in the loveliest way because it's the people in those towns, in those communities, on that street that are starting to build from within, and then it comes out. And I sometimes don't have that feeling every day. Mm-hmm. So I'm really getting that from your book, and I thank you for that.
I learned a few things that are kind of unassailable that make us a little more cynicism-proofed, which is the opposite of division is not unity, it's collaboration. And Americans are good at, as my friend Jill Stratton says, grappling. So local government, local, you know, state government, all of that, it's grappling together. It's collaborating. It's some decision to collaborate. Your true, you know, unity is a outcome, but collaboration is your what you walk out the door and do kind of thing. And so that's very American, and that allows us to understand that we're having, you know, a lot of flashpoints and identity grappling and all that stuff. But the fact that we are much more multicultural, we're much more incorporating of different sexual orientations and gender explorations, I mean, that's enormous how far we've come. Downtowns are welcoming in, you know, storytellers from Africa and, you know, rock bands from Asia. They're 21st century. They're bringing in the world as opposed to just saying, wow, let's just sit down and feel sad that we don't have a soda fountain anymore. They are finding their downtowns, but they're also welcoming in the rest of the world. That's very American, and that's on a good trend.
You have been in this business, this music business, that can be harsh and hard, and many people try and they don't make it. And I was thinking about the trajectory of specifically women in folk, you know, quote marks. Mm-hmm. Your observations about what the music business has changed in what regard? Are women treated any differently, better, worse? Do we just not have to talk about that anymore? You know, is there... If
we have to talk about it, we might want to talk about it more now than in the 90s, which I was on a Women in Music panel, and I was like, oh, I really don't like doing these panels. And, the Me Too thing is very complicated. And, with all of the sort of social media cruelty out there, I have a lot of mixed feelings about it. And then sure enough, somebody from the audience said something that influenced me. She said, adjacent structures are very helpful. So you have this world, but then you can have a separate, a women's only this or a women created, women generated space physically or online. And I thought, oh, that's why I'm feeling a little alienated, why I don't have a Me Too moment, as they say, because in the 90s, the adjacent structure of women supporting music, women, creating music, and an economy that supported it, so all the men that I was working with, was right there. My entire career was, the coffee houses, then there was Lilith Fair, Michigan Women's Music Festival. Joan asked me along and asked, on tour for a year, and she, Joan Baez, and she was such a sister to me. Like, she was always helping me with shopping or with how to deal with icky guys. We had so much power and solidarity and everybody looking out for everybody and safety and lovely audiences who came for the right reasons. I don't know if it's the same, but it's the same for me now. But it was an entire economy that came out of feminism, really, that in the 70s, women started to go back to work. They had the power of the purse and they said, I want to support this music. And music was very important to the building of the lesbian community. So a lot of people, even though they knew I was straight, would show up in groups because they were in the habit of taking their cars over to this or that coffee house.
Who do you listen to now? Who's on your radar as far as, or what do you listen to?
I listen to a lot of silence because I have a lot of songs in my head and thoughts, and I just am always trying to get more time and space in my head. So, and I've come to learn that a lot of other musicians are like that. So it's like, I'm out of the closet. I don't listen to as much new music except when I'm out on the road and people are opening and all that stuff.
Dar Williams, thank you so much for spending some time here on Air Check and coming to see us. And we're going to go out with another song.
This is Dar Williams, and this is a song I wrote with Bryn Roberts called New York is a Harbor.
They'll say they came to find this. They'll tell their children of the day. As they walked, the tailor's chalk trace the air. There were appealing walls and darkened halls, hot and smoky nights. And yes, they strived, but when their boat arrived, a statue raised her light. And New York is a harbor. The dreamers work with calloused hands, where who you are will survive you. The pattern fades as city stands. It's New York, it's New York, it's New York. Today you felt the sorrow. You thought today you'd pack it in. And overhead, the billboard said, we told you so. The poor were gone or jailed at dawn. The rubber barons free. They stole the art. Yeah, they broke your heart. So much for that liberty. But New York is a harbor.
They're working hard on West 74th to find some beds, a free lawyer. The midnight oil burns like a torch. It's New York. It's New York. It's New York. Cheer for the Harlock Joe on payday, the dancing girl when she gets to Broadway, the worker's lunch on a crossbeam in the sky. So don't you let yourself forget, a spirit lives on the island. She's floating past the Roebling's Bridge, and in the dark, through Homestead's Park to Harlem's Gate, where souls were born on golden horns. She can hear them still. And some last call, she's been at Stonewall Inn to beat the morning's chill. And New York is a harbor. It was so then and evermore. It holds the dream, tells the story, a distant boat, a golden door. It's New York, it's New York.
That was singer-songwriter and author Dar Williams performing here at 91.5 KRCC and speaking with Vicki Gregor about her music and latest book, What I've Found in a Thousand Towns. You're listening to Aircheck from 91.5 KRCC.
We end the show today with a go-to concert guide provided by some folks who are definitely in the know about great live music in the region. Musician Nina De Freitas gives us her pick. CC Professor Idris Goodwin steers us in the right direction. And Paulina Ukrainets, who is involved with the Sounds of CC student radio. We'll start with musician Nina De Freitas and her pick for Must See Music.
Hi, I'm Nina De Freitas, and a concert that I'm really looking forward to is Kimbra.
Hey. Not many things I know, but I know what I know when I grow.
She's playing at the Bluebird Theater with Sunlux on May 22nd. She is incredible live. The last three times that I've seen her, she completely steals the stage. If she's opening for someone, you will be thinking about her the entire time. If she's headlining, it's worth the wait. She's electrifying, so I recommend seeing her. Another show I'm excited about is Phoebe Bridgers on April 6th at the Larimer Lounge, also in Denver. She is someone who's definitely been on the forefront of music over the last year or so, and her album Stranger in the Alps is absolutely gorgeous. Her songwriting is impeccable and very intricate and beautiful, and her melodies are very rich, and I'm excited to see her live. I've never seen her before, so that'll be exciting.
That was Nina De Freitas, local musician who gave us her concert pick. Next up, it's Professor Idris Goodwin.
This is Idris Goodwin, assistant professor of theater and dance at Colorado College. There's a lot of really exciting things coming to the Springs. next month that I'm really excited about. One of them is Fun Home.
He wants the Dresden figurines back in the break front.
Which is adapted from the graphic novel, book and lyrics by Janine Tesori and Lisa Crone. They're going to be doing that at the Fine Arts Center. I'm very excited for this show. Lisa Crone is a writer I really admire, and the graphic novel that it's based upon is also I'm a fan of. So I'm very excited to see that show. My homie Kev Mitchell, who's a hip-hop artist here in town, is coming out actually with a book of poems called Words from a Field Negro, and he's going to be performing that on March 10th at the Cottonwood Center for the Arts. Also, at the end of March, we're hosting Kevin Koval, the breakbeat poet Kevin Koval.
White is American, is forged epistemologies and counterfeit eponyms, historic hoaxes, fraudulent metaphysics.
Who merges hip-hop aesthetics and ideology with poetry to create something very exciting. He and I will be sharing the stage together on March 31st, location to be determined. Springs is popping in March.
To its innovators, Picasso painted African forms. Where are Robert Johnson's royalties?
Idris Goodwin, professor of theater and dance here at Colorado College. And finally, Paulina Ukrainitz lets us in on what she's looking forward to.
My name is Paulina Ukrainitz. I'm the digital content manager at the Sounds of Colorado College and a KRCC intern. Some shows I'm looking forward to in the next couple of weeks are Crumb at High Dive in Denver on Saturday, March 31st.
Don't take me down where there's no way out, no way in the plans, can't breathe down here.
They're a great female-led band, and the tickets are only $10, so, and it's a Saturday, so why wouldn't you go?
Me down to the
The next show I'm looking forward to is Frankie Cosmos at the Black Sheep on Friday, April 6th.
Me and Jesse stayed up till 2.
I've seen Frankie Cosmos a ton of times, and I just keep coming back more and more because she's a great live performer. They just have a fantastic stage presence, and their sound is awesome, so I'd recommend that to everyone. The last show I'm really excited for is King Cruel at the Ogden in Denver on Wednesday, April 25th. He is just fantastic. He's a British musician that has really blown up in the States over the last couple of years, and he recently came out with a new album called The Ooze, and it's beautiful. Would definitely recommend it.
Don't you dare, baby, dare, baby, dare.
Vicki, any shows that you're interested in seeing in the weeks to come?
Oh, there sure is, Jeff. As the spring becomes summer, the concerts start rolling in here to Southern Colorado and throughout the state. Coming up on March 21st at the Black Sheep, 91.5 KRCC is presenting Low Cut Connie.
I used to be a soldier.
Just such a great rock, funky kind of band, and they have an exuberant time doing what they do. So I'm looking forward to that one. And then a band I've been playing quite a bit of, they're called Krungbin. They're going to be at the Bluebird Theater on Monday, April the 23rd. And this is a three-piece band from Texas who marries jazz and soul and world beats, great female vocals into this amazing stew. So that's going to be a very cool show to catch.
Tickets?
You know what, Jeff? And just by coincidence, we're going to have the ability to give away tickets and guest list spots to not only those shows, but a lot of shows coming up this summer.
I thought so. Thanks, Vicki. Thank you listening to 91.5 KRCC and AirCheck. Be sure to check out our website at www.krcc.org for more about the program and the artists we've talked about. And you can also download the podcast of the show on iTunes. For AirCheck and 91.5 KRCC, I'm Jeff Beery.
I'm Jake Brownell.
And I'm Vicki Greger.